Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
In the interest of being transparent, we've decided to tell you why we just started to share our income reports.
Yeah. So in case you guys didn't know, we have two income reports floating around the blogosphere with more to come, maybe three at this point, that show you how much money we make, which is kind of awkward and kind of weird. And I remember when we first put our very first income report online in September of 2016, I had to really, really, really convince you to do it. You were super nervous about it, as everyone should be. Like, it's not, you shouldn't just be like, you know, flashing dollar bills. But I think when we realized that it did more than say, oh, look at these shiny dollar bills, this is how much we made, and it showcased to you how we make that money, where it actually comes from, we realized that it could be super valuable and helpful.
Yeah. In that first income report, we walked you through the first 8 months of 2016 and how we went from zero to over 103,000. And the really cool thing, and we really honestly should have done another income report in December, but life happened and it just literally didn't happen.
Yeah.
But if you're curious, we went from 103 to over 190 in 4 months. So that is bananas.
Bananas. Like, I'm still wowed at that sometimes. I think it helped us to really see the breakdown of where the money came from. Because sometimes in our own businesses, we kind of get like, is this thing really working? I'm pouring all of this energy over here, and is it really beneficial to my business? But when you see it broken down like we did it, it was like, oh, crap. Okay, investing that much energy or that much time or that much work promoting that thing or working on that thing was really helpful, and it really paid off for us.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are just not sure how these online businesses work. And there's so many claims running rampant on the internet of, if you do this, this will happen. Or if you do this, then like magic money falls out of the air and into your lap.
Or six figures overnight.
And girlfriend, life is not like that. We worked really, 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 really hard for the money we earned last year. And we continue to work really hard. And it's definitely not always easy. But the systems we set in place last year continue to still pay off now, which is awesome. Yes. And we've built a lot of assets last year that we continue to be able to sell today, which has made this year so much easier.
Yes.
So in 2017, we have full plans to release an income report every month of 2017. Rain, shine, ugly, nasty.
Or a unicorn.
Well, I'm hoping for all the unicorns.
Yeah. Well, because I think it's helpful to realize that, especially in the passive world, that the term passive doesn't really mean passive. You might have money come in while you sleep. You might have cha-chings happening while you're on vacation. Like, all of that's great. But the work that you're doing to set those up to even happen is a ton. And so sometimes you set up the work for all of those things to happen and you have to create a pretty big launch and you're doing like a blitz launch. And so you're going to see like a ginormous month and the money is going to be like raining. And then the next month, it might be half of that. Just simply based on that type of business model, specifically ours, like that's definitely how the world works over here, where we're still trying to figure out, okay, what is that base minimum that's going to happen reoccurring every single month because of the automation we have, because of the passive stuff that we have set up. But if we want to make more than that, what are we focusing on?
Couldn't tell you what our baseline is.
Nope. We still don't know what it is.
Couldn't tell you.
Nope. But I think it's really frustrating going back to those claims of six figures or bust and make money in your sleep, be a millionaire, whatever. They come without the lifting the curtain. They come from the people who call themselves experts in whatever arena that is. They come from the people who are saying, I tried this thing once and it worked really well for me and it's going to work the exact same way for you. That's not how we operate over here. We are the first to say that when we're especially teaching a strategy, that this works for us and this is how it can work for you. We obviously can't guarantee you those same results, but there is no one size fits all for every single business, whether it comes to strategy or profit, period. And so in the support of being that type of person everywhere else in our business, it felt super crucial for us to actually share the numbers.
Well, and I'm not going to lie. I don't necessarily like doing it, but I do it.
Right.
And I mean, it's very personal. Any decision we make or any, I mean, not that I'm necessarily ashamed of any one month. I mean, I'm so proud of everything our business is doing, but there's definitely things where I'm like, geez, like that month was crazy, but you just don't have the inside knowledge of the ebbs and flows of what Emily and I were going through at the time. And so with putting that information out there comes a lot of judgment. And so personally, I struggled with the, well, what is someone going to think if they see this? Are they going to have certain expectations of us in the future? And, you know, are they going to expect the same or more from us every single month after that? And that's a lot of pressure. But, you know, I have to continue to remind myself that, you know, last year, it's not a perfect system. It's not made to be steady necessarily, as much as you want it to be. Like, I definitely think there's a baseline where you're going to make as this much at least in what we're doing. But there's also peaks and valleys and growth and whatever. And I have to remind myself, last year, we made 40% of our income in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
2 months.
That's bananas. Yeah, that's wild. And it's normal for the type of business that we have, but we're not going to lie and say that it's not frustrating when we do have a really incredible month. And then we're sitting there like, let's keep that up next month when we don't have any plans of launching anything.
Yeah.
Like that can happen, right?
Yeah. And I mean, we're recording this in March and this comes out in April, and specifically in March, personally, I was like, oh gosh, like I'm not excited about releasing March information because I don't know what we're going to end up having on the books, because one of the webinars we're having in the breadth of transparency, it's with Lead Pages, and Lead Pages typically pays out 60 to 90 days after. And so we're in a cash-based model business. And so our income is going to look really, really crappy for March.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. Like, I can't do anything about it. Like, we're just... we're going to do well on that webinar, but we're not going to earn the income from that effort for
for two mm-hmm. to three
for months. A while. But I think the value of doing it, if we remind ourselves, I was going through the thread of when we shared September's income report, or back in September, and there were tons of comments on that post in our Facebook group, and every single person was floored that we even did it, first of all, but motivated to either learn from us or confident in what we were telling them was good. Mm-hmm. Or very, very excited to start their own journey to find passive income for their business. Because when you look at, especially the one we released in September, we went from working one-on-one with clients to cutting them off to then solely focusing on courses. And so you see that transition in that 8 months of reporting, and you see where the money dipped and the money grew. And so you can kind of get a look and see how the rest of business is going to be for a business like that.
Yeah. Well, and I know the goal when we started, you know, this different type of business, you know, in the client base world, it's very focused on big payday, you don't get paid for a while. Big payday, you don't get paid for a while. Big payday, you don't get paid for a while. But when you're in this quote unquote passive income world, ideally it's passive enough that someone is buying something you sell mm-hmm. every single day. And so yeah. It was a dream of mine that we would get to a point where we would make money every day. And that point happened sometime last year. And mm-hmm. I remember crying because I was like, how is this possible? We worked so hard. And I mean, granted, some days, I'm not even joking you, some days we just sell one Trello course, so it's $29. And we split that two ways and we have to pay taxes. So like, I make like $10 some days. So don't feel so happy for me that I'm like raking in the dough. And I pay a team, so it's probably even less. It's like I probably make like $2 someday. But it did get to the point where we were making money every single day. And I was like, oh, like this is just incredible.
Well, and I think I remember that conversation because we had just listened to, or at some point that year, had listened to an episode of Smart Passive Income with Pat Flynn. And his thing was, get to the point where you're making money every day. Get to the point where you're making money every day. And get to the point then after that where your average sale, like your average amount that your customer needs to spend for you to reach your goals, that you're making that every day. And then it was like, okay, after that, get to the point where you're making $500 a day and you're going to get to then this revenue goal. And I think when we met the first thing, because we still obviously haven't met the other two steps, but when we met that first thing of something coming in every day, we were like, we're one step into Pat's like plan, and that's pretty incredible. Well,
and it's a little deceiving because if you do an average, we do make generally like $500 a day.
Right.
But that's because like we'll have a webinar one day and we might make several thousand dollars. And then throughout that launch, there'll be like a day where it's lower and we'll make like 700, and then it'll spike back up towards the end. And then for whatever reason, like the day after the launch is over, someone buys one Trello course and we're like, God damn it. But generally the average isn't terrible. I have to remind myself of that sometimes.
Yes.
But Melanta, it's like, whoa. Uh-huh. Some days I just want to like, because we're to the point now, and I guess this is part of the reason we decided to go into income reports more steadily this year, was last year, it was Emily and I for the majority of the year. And then we hired help towards the end. And I do think that's why our business went boom, because we had more help. And this year, we're like, okay, we can actually afford to bring on help. But I didn't want to go out into the world and make it look like we were just these two rock star women, like, rolling in the dough.
Right.
I wanted to be super transparent about how many systems and how many people it takes to actually make the business function the way it does. And yep. So in the income reports, like, we're going to tell you how much we're paying out contractors and how much we're paying ourselves, because we want you to know that, so that you realize, like, I mean, it's not, I mean, it's good money, but it's not like, it's not like,
well, it's all relative.
Well, true. Yeah. That's such a good point. It's so, like, what we make here, we would be, like, so poor in California.
Right, right. Well, and to make the amount of money that we're able to here with the way that we make yeah. it, as in, I'm literally wearing pajama pants right now, like, that's not a thing. And so that has a value. The fact that we're saving money on gas because we don't have to drive to an office, on clothes because we don't wear any. on whatever else.
We never do laundry because we don't wear any clothes.
Yeah, exactly. You just, how much water we're saving.
You're just watching poopy diapers and that's it.
That's all I'm watching. We use cloth diapers, by the way, if you're confused by why I'd be washing poopy diapers. So, it, you know, it adds up. But I think the biggest, at least for me, the biggest reason why we share this and the biggest reason why I really fought hard to convince you to do it is that I absolutely hate the term expert. I hate that in this business and in this world, someone can just pop onto the scene. And if they've got, like, pretty enough presence, like, not physically, but like brand type, ads, graphics, their face, like whatever that they can spend money on to look flashy. If they can do that, then it doesn't matter. Like, someone's going to buy from them. And that really kind of hurts my heart.
Yeah.
And our whole thing is, if we're trying to teach you how to do business well, you need to know that we're doing business well.
Yeah. I agree.
Period.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's going to be a $20,000 month, and sometimes it might be a $12,000 month. Hopefully, then they get a little bit higher and a little bit higher, but that's just on our strategy end. But I just want you guys to know that the ups and downs that any business owner goes through, whether it's selling on Etsy or doing pop-up shops or working their butt over on Squarespace, it doesn't matter. Like, those things are the same in every single type of business. The numbers might be on a different scale, but it's the same thing. And it's the same frustrations, and it's the same, how do we get more of that, and how do we do it faster, smarter, and easier?
Yeah. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
So it gives us a chance every single month to have those conversations about our business. And I encourage you, you don't have to share yours if you don't want to. But I encourage you to make your own income report and look at the data and look at the numbers. And we had someone who, after enrolling in one of our programs, the Money Making Creative, she did one of her exercises in there to see what program of hers or what offering of hers made her the most money and which one didn't, right? And she realized that the one that she just thought was like, oh, doing okay, she liked it, but it was just like, whatever, was bringing in her 75% of her income. And this other one over here that was barely bringing in like not even 10% was losing her money and costing her way more time making it. So she realized she could just cut it. So that's what these things show you as well. It's not just the highs and the lows of money, but it's what's the weight of the stuff that you're even selling.
Yeah, the fancy term for this, in case you're curious, is you should create a profit and loss statement for your business every month. Now, granted, yes. I'm pretty sure I failed at doing this accurately for 2 years until we hired someone to help us balance our books appropriately. But keep in mind, we have hundreds of transactions a month. And it gets really complicated. And so I was doing it with Excel and attempting to make it as close as possible. And I'm pretty sure it was damn near as close as possible. The bigger issue was categorizing it in the appropriate tax category. That's the bigger issue. So if you're like, what does this qualify as? Ask a CPA or an accountant or a bookkeeper, and they can help you out with that. But seriously, you would be surprised how much information you can gather from this, because you can look at it and see, oh, I made this month, but I spent this much money on that thing over there. Like, it, you just might be blissfully unaware of what you're doing. And I think we're typically very aware of what we're spending. And so these things aren't very shocking to us. But
like, we don't have to buy supplies and stuff for our business.
Right.
Like, the things we're paying for is usually on a monthly basis.
Yeah. They're either software that we're totally aware that we're paying for, right, or people that we're totally.
Where is this lead pages charge?
or people that we're totally aware that are working for our business. Like, they're not.
Who is Katie?
Who is Katie? Who is Allie? Nicolette, what?
Who's that girl?
So, but for you, you might have a lot of miscellaneous things. Not saying they're miscellaneous, but like, right. You may have
Michael's receipts, yeah, or Staples receipts or whatever.
Yeah. And those things add up. And if you're not looking at it on a monthly basis, like before, I think the issue I had before was I just had a running tally of the expenses for the whole year and a running tally, yeah, of our income for the whole year. And I wasn't necessarily aware of what was happening in each particular month. And so, mm-hmm, I think it's hard to get a snapshot without that information. I mean, yes, you definitely want to know total income, total expenses annually, all the time.
Right.
Like, that's super value. Are you making money or not? That you need to know that information. But also, the snapshot view is super crucial because you have to be... Not you have to be, but to be a responsible business person, I think it really makes sense to be profitable every month. Now, granted, I realize that some larger businesses, you get to a point where you earn so much money in 1 month, and then you have major expenses the following month. And so on a profit and loss statement, it looks like you lost money, but you earned the money the month prior. And so it gets confusing from that standpoint. But I think as a smaller business, I think for the majority of the people listening to this podcast,
yeah,
you should be operating in a positive sense every month.
Yeah. Like, you're not freaking Amazon who cannot make a profit for 10 years.
No. Amazon
would somehow still be
Amazon
around.
Amazon has a plan. I don't understand their plan.
Drones is their plan.
Amazon has a plan. That's not your plan. You don't have unlimited budget, okay? So let's think this through. And
the sooner you start doing this, the better, obviously. But I think one of the coolest things, I don't know why I like nerd out on this, but I really enjoy seeing like comparing months to past months, like January to last January, seasons to last seasons. Because like any business, there are slow seasons and there are busy seasons. No matter what you sell, there are slow seasons and busy seasons. Even if it makes sense for people to be technically buying your thing 365. And so since we had been doing this, even if it was on a smaller level for a while, we are now able to compare last year to this year, which I think is pretty incredible. There is a little bit of a scale because technically last January we were doing clients. This January we are not, but we can still at least see for profit the comparison, which I think is fun.
Yeah. And over time, as your business grows, you'll be able to really get some valuable insight from that. You'll start to see patterns. You'll start to have a little more predictability. In the grand scheme of things, our business is really young. And it's not that we're young in the business world. We had 7 different businesses before we started this one. And then
we're 13.
What?
We're 13.
No. And also, we also pivoted this business.
Yes.
A couple of times. So
I feel like we're pivoting every month.
So I feel like it's unfair to ourselves to compare sometimes to our old months.
Right. No, that's true.
Because it just doesn't make sense. We're literally not operating the same business, even though it's called the same thing, which is crazy. But you might be in the same place. If you had, you know, an Etsy shop and you were selling stamps, and then 2 years later you're selling, you know, custom calligraphy, like, you probably can't compare the two shops, right, even if it has the same name, because it's not the same product lineup. And the market changes and economy changes. So, like, you, There's...
Well, you just ruined my excitement.
I'm sorry. I mean, it is cool, and it is something to look at. It's not something you should ignore, but there's a lot of factors at play.
Whatever. So how do you start, like, as someone who doesn't know what a number is, how do you recommend people start pulling this information, how to organize it? What is math?
What is math? Well, the really awesome thing is, okay, well, first of all, let's back up. You best be having your own business account that's separate from your personal bank account. And if it's not separate, I'm calling you out. You need your own bank account. And if you're paying for your own business checking account, you best be changing banks because it's free. I promise
you. If you're in the U.S., we don't know about anywhere else.
That's a true statement. But there are options. So don't settle for monthly fees, annual fees, paying for the checks. Mm-hmm. You can.
Especially if you're married to the guy at the bank like I am. Fees reversed.
Fees reversed. We did have a fee problem, but that was a personal issue. So you need a business account. Once you have a separate account, the nice thing is your bank should give you a statement every month. And because you have a statement, you can see all your charges and income. Woo!
Handy. So handy.
So, but I would probably...
Or realize that you're spending too much at Hobby Lobby.
But the really cool thing is because you have access to that information, you can reorganize it. I would probably reorganize it in Excel. We use QuickBooks to reorganize it and make it a little sexier to look at, a little nicer, a little cleaner.
A little nicer on the eyes.
A little nicer on the eyes.
They have a free trial.
Yeah, but what you want to do is don't necessarily settle for however the information is organized in your bank, in my opinion. Yes, you need that information the way it is in your bank for tax purposes. But if you have, like, say, courses, we sell our courses and Stripe lump pays into our account every 24 hours. But it's just based on when transactions went through. So it's not going to tell you which course is what. We have to get that information elsewhere.
We get it from Teachable.
Yeah. And then PayPal, you have to actually tell PayPal to pay your bank. So if you just, you may not realize, you might have money sitting in your PayPal account and you never moved it over.
Surprise millionaire.
You probably knew that. But if you didn't, you need to pay yourself through PayPal. Otherwise, it's just sitting in PayPal. But because of that, you probably aren't getting the breakdown. So wherever your actual income is coming from, if it's Etsy or Shopify or Stripe or, you know, wherever that is, you're going to have to do your own reporting based on that and break it down that way. But your expenses should be pretty straightforward in your bank account. Who it is, what it's for. Keep your receipts, to put notes on those receipts. If you get them in your email, that's fine. Just put them in a folder. Please don't throw them away. You actually need them for tax.
She's talking to me.
You actually need them for tax purposes for up to 7 years in case you get audited.
Yeah, full disclosure, this is why I have a business partner, because I couldn't do this part. So I was like, oh, let me just get her and she'll do it all. It just works that we want the same thing in life. That's the real reason why we're together.
So that you...
The stuff... I literally just zoned out on everything you just said because... My brain is just told to shut off when talking about looking at your bank statements. My bank statement generally has like 12 cents in it. And so I'm like, there's nothing there anyways.
I hope that's not true.
That was in college. That's not now.
I was like, if that's the case, we need to talk about how you're spending your
paycheck. If that's the case, you're like, where's the money going? Because you look like shit all the time.
You're spending it on all the baby stuff or something. I don't know.
That's true. They're expensive.
They are expensive. Hashtag you need an account for baby stuff.
Hashtag bleeding money.
Yes.
It's fine. So seriously though, as creatives, I know that all of this money talk, you're probably like just went through 3 shirts because you sweat through all of them. Because I am right now. It's fine. And it's my own business and everything's fine. You get into, and I'm speaking literally from experience, hoping that one other person is at least shaking their head and nodding with me. I feel like when you want to do these things for your business, ideally, it sounds great to know this information about your business, but you're so freaking scared that every time you look at it, you're going to be reminded of how much money you're not making. And you're going to feel guilty and you're going to feel defensive and you're going to feel icky that your hobby and your passion isn't yet a business or isn't yet a job or isn't providing for you in the way that you convince yourself all the other days when you're not looking at the numbers. So take a deep breath. Everything's going to be fine. If you look at the numbers, the world is not going to blow up. Your site's not going to get shut down. Your clients and customers won't stop coming. You can be the only one who knows that information if you want to.
But guys, you can't feel bad about this.
Please don't.
Seriously, do you remember, if you haven't listened to episode 30 yet, please go back and listen to it. We talked about in episode 30, I'm pretty sure it was episode 30. I'm like 99% sure it was episode 30.
Well, I don't know which one you're referencing.
The one all about women in business.
Oh yeah, you're right. Episode 30.
Yeah. So in that episode, we talked about 89% of women-owned businesses make less than $100,000. So don't feel like you have to like magically have everything figured out and have all the systems in place and have everything working. You are learning just like everyone else is. Mm-hmm. And so it's okay.
But if all of this is super overwhelming for you, I encourage you to check out our masterclass, Your Business Horoscope. You can find it at yourbusinesshoroscope.com. It's going to walk you through these formulas in a, I think, fun and creative way that's not like super stuffy and weird. And we do it for creative businesses with the information that you're going to have. And so go do the math, go crunch the numbers. Feel empowered from your business numbers instead of stuck and scared by them and see how things change. So let's talk some strategy.
Yeah. So I realized that the beginning of this, we were really talking about why we share income reports. But in this talk strategy, I really want to focus on why you should prepare your own profit and loss statement, which is essentially an income report for yourself. So the first step, if you haven't taken it already, is getting that separate business account.
Yes.
And
go do that now.
Step 2 would be to reference your actual account and look at the report that comes at the end of the month and see how you want to decipher that information. Are you going to put everything in Excel and have a running sort of income and expenses tab? Or are you going to do something a little more invested, like QuickBooks, to get this information all put together? And then actually analyze the data on a monthly basis and see what is working and what's not. Where are you spending too much money? What do you need to cut back on? What is like rocket ship working in your business? And what is taking all your time that's not actually making you any money?
You need to know these things.
Yeah. Trust me, you will feel like a total boss afterwards. So go do it, okay? Right now.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.